the basketball tournaments will be wrapped up. I don't know, unless maybe the Badgers can make a deep run.
That'd be something.
They can, a good team. So congrats to all the kids in the area, all the schools who participated and are still, in some cases, in winter sports. Good luck to the spring teams. Go Brewers, kicking off spring training's rolling. Mm-hmm. Go Packers, can start signing guys in 10 days. It's a wonderful sports time. The weather's getting better. We got 62 degrees in the 10-day forecast. Got to get through a few days of spitty weather, and then comes the warm because it's March, and that's what we do. But hang in there, guys. Spring is right around the corner. We're almost there. Get outside, have some fun. Phil, I'll see you in April.
Excellent. Mayor Todd Coppernall from the City of Richland Center, our guest on The Morning Show.
The little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Could be the start of an all-out trade war. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump imposing a 25% tax on all goods coming across the border from Mexico and Canada, and an additional tax on Chinese products. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices.
The White House has paused military aid to Ukraine. The White House saying it will be reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution in the fight against Russia's invasion. President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress this evening. He is expected to talk about Ukraine and the tariffs and to explain how his work to slash the size of the federal government will help the country grow. Many Democrats plan to bring recently fired federal workers as their guests to the speech. Pope Francis stabilized and now off mechanical ventilation as he continues to be treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today will hear arguments over whether American gun makers should be held liable for the rivers of guns flowing south into Mexico. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more from Washington.
The government of Mexico is seeking $10 billion in damages from American gun makers. The companies say they are immune from suit under federal law. The justices will decide whether the case can move forward under an exception. It's the first time the court has ever considered immunity for American gun manufacturers.
TikTok is now facing a new lawsuit filed yesterday. It raises concerns about how safe the platform is for children. The suit claims there is rampant sexual and financial exploitation of kids on TikTok live streams. Coffee prices on the rise and stocks running low. Brazil is being parched by a deep drought, and coffee farmers have already sold almost all of their beans months before new crops come in. Prices for Arabica beans up 20%. Sherry Preston, ABC.
Hey, everyone. John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in. The filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and five shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 52 today. Rain getting heavier later this afternoon and fog possible. For tonight, a low of 30, and then the rain could turn over to some wet snow, 1 to 2 inches in the early morning hours. Maybe additional accumulations on Wednesday with a high of 34. For the overnight hours, a winter weather advisory in Vernon County from early morning until 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. Right now, after 4/100ths of an inch of rain this morning, southwest winds are at 3, and on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 39 degrees.
Show me teasing, squeezing, raising kind of time. I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fire. Diana of mine.
Shania Twain and Any Man of Mine on WRCO Country and Community. Old Hank Bray is here, if he makes it. Well, easy. I'm not giving you mouth to mouth, Hank. Anyway, it's 39 degrees here at WRCO. This is John Pardee.
Across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round.
got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed. I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me?
Straight and check yes or no. Today is International Pancake Day. I love me some pancakes. Let's see, there's Marching Music Day. It's National Pound Cake Day. Enjoy that. It's Old Inauguration Day, Peace Corps Day, National Grammar Day, something we all probably could take lessons in. It certainly helps me with spell check, though, to put the commas in the right spots. It's Benjamin Harris Day. It's also Hug a GI Day on the 4th of March.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Are you ready for a wild ride filled with belly laughs, tall tales, and a whole lot of Deer Camp madness? The hilarious and heartwarming play, Escanaba and the Moonlight, takes the stage. Join Albert Sodi as he spins the unforgettable story of one eventful deer season in the Upper Peninsula. There's Remnar, the superstitious buck whisperer. Reuben, who's never bagged a deer in his life. And let's not forget the Jimmer, a man who drinks like a fish and once got abducted by aliens. And wait till you meet the DNR officer from Detroit, who swears he's seen the Almighty. So grab your flannels, gather your crew, and come see Escanaba in the Moonlight. Performances run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. Tickets are $10. Don't miss out on this super classic, Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Head pharmacist, Dr. Madeline Oy, is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the community pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, young man.
Yes.
I was wanting to know something, Phil. You know, since today is Quizzy Poo Day, and I'm your teacher, shouldn't I be called Mr. Bray?
Mr. Bray. Okay, I can do that. Sure.
I mean, just on Tuesdays, though.
Mr. Bray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't have a rhyme to it, though.
Mr. Bray, can I sharpen my pencil?
No, you have a pen.
Oh, man. We need to get a sharpener in here, you know, like on the windowsill like you used to have in the classroom.
Yes, yes.
Go over
well.
And...
Yep.
Phil Knee, that's the third time you've sharpened your pencil this hour. That's kind of dumb.
Yeah. If you could actually have a good pencil sharpener, I wouldn't have to worry about it. But anyway.
I like to press too hard. That was what it was.
Was it? No, it was probably all the sentences that you were writing.
Well, it was. Sure.
And when I was in high school, there were no pens allowed.
Pens?
Yeah, pens.
Really?
You could have pencils, but no pen. You couldn't use pens.
Wow.
I don't know if I was just from Arkansas. That's the only thing we could write with.
Maybe.
We were good just to hold it right. I don't know.
You still had quill pens, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Chicken feathers?
Well, no, porcupine pen.
Oh, porcupine. Yeah, right.
A lot better than the other one you can stab somebody with.
Sure, sure.
No, we couldn't. We were not allowed to have pens.
Mm.
We could have pencils, but
pencils,
no pens.
Yeah. Yeah, remember fountain pens as well? You could go to the bank and get those filled up. They had a little fountain pen.
Really?
Dispenser or whatever it was. But that was an accident waiting to happen.
Yes, it probably was. with you, yes.
Put it in your shirt pocket in front. And, man.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Remember the old, what was the, a pen protector?
Oh, yeah.
A pocket protector.
Pocket protector.
Yeah. That would stop the leaks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, until you pulled it out, and then it's all over your shirt.
Right, right. That was always a great accessory for your wardrobe. You
know? Yeah, it was.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
You like my pen protector? Yes.
Anyway.
Well, what do you do?
You just move on.
What's the quizzy on today?
It's a bunch of, you could either pick. I have three of them, Phil.
Oh, I get to pick?
No. But anyway, I always have two for backup in case you cheat.
Oh, man.
So you never know which one I'm going to take.
Yeah,
give you.
Right.
But today is just a bunch of, it's just on stuff that I've just collected and I've actually had time to research. So
really?
Yeah.
You're researching.
You have to.
Did you go to the Brewer Public Library?
No, but you have to research because other people will research for you, and if you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So
you get critiqued.
Very much. So, anyway, are you ready?
I believe I am.
10 questions, all true, false. Number one, young man. A jellyfish's brain is larger than a human's.
Phew. I'm really concentrating on this one because the last couple of weeks I've gotten the first one wrong.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yes, I have.
All right. Number two.
All right.
Dung beetles find their way around. Dung beetles find their way around at night by using the dung they have eaten to know where they are at.
That's one of those where Mr. Dillon would have said, now I'm going to say a word in the next sentence, and if any of you laugh, you're going to be in trouble. And then, you know, we'd say something like that, and young Phil would be back here going.
Number three.
What do you do, Hank?
Canadian geese poop every 12 minutes.
Oh, what kind of quiz is this? Oh, boy. All right.
Number four. Female turkeys.
Uh-huh.
Are the only turkeys that gobble, thus why the male runs to them when they hear it.
gotta think about it a little bit. All right,
number what?
Five.
Some kangaroos have been reported to make crop circles after ingesting opium poppies.
Oh, man.
Number six.
All right.
Two out of eight Americans has worked at McDonald's.
Wow.
Two out of eight have worked at McDonald's. All right. Number seven. Alligators can climb trees, especially young ones.
Oh. Okay.
Number eight. Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford Motor Company, is the cousin of the late Chris Farley. You just wonder where I get these, don't you?
I do. Talking about random.
Number nine. You can legally mail a potato without packaging it in the U.S.
What?
You can legally mail a potato without packaging it in the U.S.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
What number are we on?
Number 10.
Okay, here we go. Some people's bones are naturally green instead of white.
Okay. All right. All right.
You're just looking at your paper.
You're laughing. That's not a good sign.
Some of these questions I've come up with, I'm sorry, Phil.
You need to go back and maybe
get more schooling for your teacher's degree.
Maybe I do. Yeah. Well, let's see how well I have done.
Okay, Mr. Bray.
A jellyfish's brain is larger than a human. True or false?
True.
It is false. Oh. Jellyfish don't have brains at all.
You know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You're going to do false.
I was going to do false.
I knew you
and
were.
And I said, this week I am going to go against my instinct because I've done that several weeks and I've gotten the first one wrong. So today I went and, what do you do?
Number two. Dung beetles find their way around at night by using the dung they have eaten to know where they're at.
Well, I'm guessing that might be false.
It is false. They actually use stars to navigate at night.
They've already eaten it. How could they know where to
the taste,
to go?
I guess.
Oh, I suppose.
Mm, yeah. This is from the This is from the pond over there.
Boy.
Yeah. Canadian geese poop every 12 minutes.
I would say it's probably true.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
Female turkeys are the only turkeys that gobble. Thus, why the male runs to them when they hear it.
That's got to be false.
It is false. Male turkeys are the only one who got
one. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. Mm. Pretty good there, Hank.
Thanks, buddy. It's better than my chicken. That chicken, you know.
Just call the turkey in here.
No, that's Joanne. Some kangaroos have been reported to make crop circles after ingesting opium poppies.
That's got to be true.
It's true.
Oh, crop circles.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Number six. Two out of eight Americans has worked at McDonald's.
I think that's false.
It is false. It's one out of eight of Americans.
One out of eight. Oh.
I've never worked there.
Still part. No, I've not either. I've gone through the drive-thru a few times.
I wonder if as many times as you've been there, do you consider yourself an employee?
No.
Well,
no.
10-4. Alligators can climb trees, especially young ones.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
So you're not safe if you're running from an alligator and you climb the tree.
No. Well, it depends how big they are.
Oh.
Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford Motor Company, is the cousin of the late Chris Farley.
I think that's true.
It is true. Woo-hoo! Number nine, you can legally mail a potato without packaging in the U.S.
False.
True.
Oh!
The U.S. Postal Service allows you to mail a potato without packaging.
Really?
Yes.
I double dare you to try that.
I'm just wondering how you going to put an address on it.
I don't know. Carve it, I guess.
I wonder if a guy could just put it in saran wrap and just say, "Here's postage. Put it. Send it to my dad. He's hungry."
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Yeah.
You could used to use potatoes as like a stamp, you know, like in school. You could put it in like dye or something and then make a stamp with it. You could do
really?
That.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, stamp it. So you could probably do that. You could carve it out and put ink on. I don't know. I'm just thinking. But that might affect the edibility of it, though.
Right. Yeah.
Huh.
Some people's bones are naturally green instead of white.
True?
No, it's false.
It's false. I don't know.
Human bones are not naturally green, but they can be tinted by minerals over time.
What if you have gangrene?
You know what? That's not in the bone.
Somewhere else.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, yes. Oh, boy. I had a stinky day today here. Seven right. Seven right, three wrong.
Wow.
Yep.
And the thing of it is, though, Philip, I still got you on number one.
I know. That bugs me.
You don't like that at all.
No, I like to get off to a good start.
I know, but see, I'd rather bust your bubble right at the beginning instead of getting 9 out of 10 and all of a sudden.
That's true. I've had that before, too. The anticipation of a perfect score, then you're let down. That's kind of like if you're bowling a perfect game, you know, in the last frame, you hit the head pin and you only have 9, or you get a split.
Right.
You know, that's kind of like the thing, getting down to the end. Not that I've ever had a perfect game. I mean, I've had a 300 series in bowling before.
Is that like 10 games?
Yeah, no, three games. Average 100, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah, if you were using bumpers.
Well, I was.
Oh, that answers a lot of questions.
Sometimes you throw really hard, it'll go over the bumper and into the next lane, too. So you got to be careful.
People love that.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, young man, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. 7 out of 10, you're still going to go. You know what? Got to go to work tonight.
It's not going on the fridge, but...
We should put it up there.
I'm still eligible.
You are. Yeah, but remember, you've been doing well, so...
Yeah.
Because you get the extra bonus of Hanko or Facto, and then...
Oh, that's true.
So, but okay. Anyway, young man, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
You too, Mr. Bray.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. Julie Karen State Farm will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Some notes on today, March 4th, 1865. Here's your history lesson. President Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated for his second term of office with the end of the Civil War in sight and just 6 weeks before his assassination. Also, 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated for his first term as president. He was the last U.S. president to be inaugurated on this date. This was always the inauguration day before that and not after that. In 1987, President Reagan addressed the nation on the Iran-Contra affair. A few notes from this day in history, the 4th of March. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Craig Kinney from Paul and Lou. Also to Megan Rose from Mom, Peyton, Owen, and Kevin. Also wishes today to Sue Bell from Sarah and Daryl. Alice Hatfield from Sacred Heart Parish. Barb Wentz from the Loving Pups, Angel and Crisco. Have a great day today, Barb, from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Mackenzie Harris, all the best from Mom, Kip,
Claire and Bailey. Wishing Randy Phillips a happy birthday today. Best wishes, Randy. And to Nancy Schumacher from Butch and Margaret. Bill Quinn, happy birthday from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Also to Christian Sapek today from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Have a great day today, an awesome birthday. Happy birthday wishes as well from Little Willow Birthday Club to Randy Moon Chicken Phillips. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Jennifer Degenhart, to Craig Kinney and Cody Sorge. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Cora Lynn Wentz. Also to, let's see, Carol Stevenson. Also to Gage Wirtz, Deanna Gokenauer, Jack Birch, and Barb Wentz. Happy birthday, Deanna Gokenauer from Richland Center United Methodist Church and Annabeth Sprecher. Have a happy day. Happy anniversary today to Arlene and David Connor. Wedding anniversary years together. It's time to celebrate. Lots of love from Sarah. Arlene and David have been married 48 years as of today.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
38 degrees. It is getting just a little bit lighter out there today, and we're headed toward a high of 52, but maybe some rain on the way. Again, you may want to make sure you've got new windshield wipers for the next 24 hours or so. I always forget, especially the back window on the Vibe. All of a sudden, you turn it on, and you're like, well, that didn't do any good. So that's a special one. It's a little smaller wiper, a little harder to find. Probably could make my own, but oh well, that hurt the looks of the car. And we have a special anniversary song here for all the couples celebrating in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's Charlie Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Charlie Pride on WRCO. Kiss an Angel. Good morning. We hope you have a great day. Phil Nee wishing you the best. We'll check sports next hour with a preview of WIAA boys basketball tournament games coming up as well.
Big news. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long. You might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon County tomorrow from 3 a.m. through 6 p.m. Cloudy and mild with occasional rain, heavier later in the afternoon. Fog possible with a high today of 52. Tonight, rain heavy early, then it should turn to wet snow about 3 a.m. with 1 to 2 inches possible, especially west and north areas, turning windy late with a low of 30, and northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northerly 15 to 25 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 2 miles per hour, and after a low of 38, it's 39 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulots. Ahead of President Donald Trump's joint address to Congress tonight, Democrats criticized him for policies that they are hurting Wisconsinites. The Democratic National Committee took Trump to task today, criticizing him for proposed cuts to federal assistance programs, including SNAP and Medicaid. Nearly 1.2 million Wisconsinites are enrolled in Medicaid, while over 700,000 utilize SNAP. Trump has been a disaster for Wisconsinites. His dangerous funding freezes and mass firings have put seniors, kids, and families already struggling to make ends meet at risk, according to DNC Chair Ken Martin. Data from nonpartisan health research group KFF shows about a third of Wisconsin children are covered by Medicaid, and according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a progressive think tank, over 60% of Wisconsin SNAP participants are in families with children. A Republican budget proposal would see SNAP funding cut by over $230 billion through 2034. Additionally, the budget calls on the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut at least $880 billion in spending over the next 10 years, which is likely unfeasible without making cuts to Medicaid. The DNC also criticized Trump for firing staff at VA hospitals and freezing funding for some federal grants, and you said, data from the U.S. Department of Labor shows about 21,500 Wisconsinites have filed for unemployment since Trump took office. A new audit to the November election won by President Donald Trump in swing state Wisconsin has found that not a single vote was counted incorrectly, altered, or missed by tabulating machines. The audit also found no evidence that any voting machine or software had been hacked or otherwise tampered with. The Wisconsin Elections Commission released findings of the audit last week and is scheduled to discuss it Friday. Trump defeated former Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin by just over 29,000 votes. Unlike in 2020, Trump and his allies have not made accusations about wrongdoing in the 2024 election that he won. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are staying on message. They want a tax cut done before the next state budget. Republicans want to use part of the state's projected $4.6 billion budget surplus. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was on WISN's Upfront program.
The one-time surplus is only here because the governor continues to veto tax cuts. So our position as legislative Republicans has always been that that money is for tax cuts, not for continued spending, not for bloating government, not for creating new government programs. So we expect that money to be used for tax cuts.
August said whether Republicans pass a budget will depend on how Democratic Governor Tony Evers reacts to their tax cuts. He described tax cuts in Evers' proposed state budget as a shell game. Comments by Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel aren't sitting well with Democratic leaders in the legislature. The Journal Sentinel reported last week that Schimmel was on WSAU radio in Wausau back in November. The conservative Waukesha County judge had watched oral arguments before the Supreme Court over the legality of Wisconsin's 1849 law banning most abortions. He said that several of the liberal justices were on the brink of losing it and were being driven by their emotions. All four liberal justices are women, and Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said Schimmel's comments were telling. She said Schimmel holds outdated views about women and that his judgment and choices have real-world implications that make Wisconsin women less safe. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein said Schimmel is relying on outdated stereotypes to suggest that the court's majority is incapable of doing their job and interpreting state law fairly and impartially. Schimmel says he's pro-life, but that wouldn't factor into any ruling he'd make. He faces liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford in an election that will determine the ideological makeup of the court, which will rule on the status of the 1849 law. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is reiterating where he stands when it comes to President Donald Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6 Capitol attacks. Schimmel Monday says he supports a president's right to pardon, but disagrees with President Donald Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the January 6 Capitol attacks. During a January visit to the state capitol, former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn said Schimmel is playing both sides with his comments on Trump's pardons. Schimmel faces Dane County Judge Susan Crawford April 1st in the election. A Dane County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to launch a new program aimed at giving incarcerated mothers and their infants more time together. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin and cited a 1991 law requiring the Department of Corrections to provide a mother-young child care program for incarcerated individuals with a child under 1 year old. The program would include accommodations for mothers to be in the least restrictive confinement possible to care for their child. Wisconsin sees its first ever dip in alcohol-related deaths following the spike in 2020. Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with state health data showing that one in every five adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. Since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%. DHS classifies alcohol-attributed deaths into two categories: acute, which includes fatalities from causes such as drunk driving crashes or alcohol poisoning, and chronic, which refers to long-term effects like liver cirrhosis or cancer. DHS data reveals that alcohol-related acute deaths alone outnumber opioid deaths in the state. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance was a huge success over the weekend, perhaps the best yet. The James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary hosted the event Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Hall to raise funds for the Vets Roll Project. The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. Saturday's event raised $47,000, with more funds still coming in. The funds will go towards sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. in May. A movie night for children with disabilities will be hosted by Richland County Health and Human Services and the Center Cinema in Richland Center this Wednesday at 6. Children with any disability qualify for a free ticket voucher for the movie Paddington in Peru. The voucher also includes popcorn and a beverage. At least one parent or guardian must be able to attend the movie with their child. Parents and guardians will also qualify for the free ticket voucher. Center Cinema will make the theater user-friendly by turning the volume down a notch and opening up more area for children using wheelchairs. Those interested in attending may pick up vouchers at the front desk at Richland County Health and Human Services. Siblings are also invited to attend at a cost of $7, which includes the movie, popcorn, and a beverage.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Tuesday, March 4th. Leroy E. Mellum, 87, of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family of Leroy E. Mellum, 87, of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend, died last Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died last Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Cloudy and mild today with occasional rain, heavier later this afternoon. Fog possible with a high of 52. Tonight, rain heavy early, then it should turn to wet snow around 3 a.m. with 1 to 2 inches possible, especially west and north areas, turning windy late with a low of 30. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon County tomorrow from 3 a.m. through 6 p.m. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
Sherry Preston, China has responded to new U.S. tariffs by announcing it will impose 15% tariffs on key U.S. farm products, including chicken, pork, soy, and beef. The move following a 20% tariff slapped on Chinese goods by President Trump, who also imposed a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has reaction.
If these tariffs stay in place, economists expect you could start to see price hikes by Memorial Day. For groceries, it could be within weeks or even days. About 63% of U.S. vegetable imports come from Mexico. Think bell peppers, cucumbers, strawberries, tomatoes, limes, avocados, a lot of that fresh produce. And grocers, they can't really stockpile those foods in advance.
The White House announcing it's pausing all military aid to Ukraine. Those issues and others expected to be talked about tonight during the president's first address this term to a joint session of Congress. Pope Francis off a mechanical ventilator today. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.